Worshiping in a War Zone, Catholics and the Klan, on this moment of Indiana history. Until he wrote a memoir 7 decades later, William Clayton Wilkinson Jr. never really discussed the incidents with anyone. In the summer of 1924, as a 10-year-old Catholic boy growing up in the northern Indiana town of North Judson, Wilkinson had been an eyewitness to the violence and intimidation that the local Ku Klux Klan directed toward members of his faith. Wilkinson recalled playing with his friends on the rail lines that connected North Judson to Chicago and brought to the area many immigrants hoping for new jobs. Along with the business the new arrivals brought to the town's stores and service providers, many also brought their Catholic faith. The summer's first act of intimidation occurred next to the local Catholic convent, where a cross was burned in the dead of night. On the evening of July 24th, Wilkinson recalled, white-robed Klansmen carrying flaming torches marched down Main and Lane streets in a show of intimidation against North Judson's Catholic residents. 5 days later, the Catholic parish house was bombed, injuring the priest's housekeeper, shattering windows, and taking the door off the hinges. Within weeks, vandals had damaged the stonework at the entrance of the local Catholic church. Wilkinson remembered stepping over broken stone and concrete to attend morning mass, feeling that I was walking through a battlefield. Although the Klan's influence would soon wane, Wilkinson wrote that as a 10-year-old boy, I knew that the Klan's actions were directed at me. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.